First, let's take a look at our headlines.
Cuban president says Mike Pompeo is an ignorant of Cuban history.
Council of Ministers assesses sugar's harvest outcome and development of Varadero Beach Resort.
Another U.S. military plane enters Venezuelan airspace.
Venezuela rejects Washington's smear campaign against officials.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel has described Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as ignorant of the history and principles of the Cuban Revolution by proposing a negotiation that suggests treason and denial of the dignity of the Cuban people. In response to statements by Pompeo, the president wrote on Twitter, "Pompeo, ignorant of the history and principles of the Cuban Revolution, proposes to negotiate a reconciliation in exchange for abandoning the course chosen by our people, suggests betraying friends and denying 60 years of dignity." The Cuban leader concludes his message with the phrase, "No, imperialist lords, we don't understand each other." Also on his Twitter account, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez considered Pompeo's statements to be cynical, demagogic, and lying. He can no longer hide the true purposes of U.S. policy, which seeks to starve our people to provoke destabilization and regime change, an evident abyss between what they say and what they do, added the Cuban foreign minister. In statements to a website that is contrary to the Cuban Revolution, Pompeo expressed that the island country is a great place with great products and that tourism could flourish in Cuba if the tensions between the two nations were to relax. It would create enormous wealth and would undoubtedly also be great for the U.S., he said, and gives a version of the policies that the Trump administration is applying towards Cuba on human rights issues, the contacts between Havana and Washington, the strategy of his government, the supposed Cuban influence in Venezuela, the investigation into the presumed health problems suffered by U.S. diplomats here in Cuba, and the initiative that grants asylum to Cuban doctors who desert from missions abroad. Cuba reiterated its denunciation of the aggressiveness, interference, threats, and persecution that the current U.S. administration has deployed since Donald Trump assumed the country's presidency.
The improvement of the system of territorial and urban planning and land management, the special plan for the development of the Varadero Beach Resort, and the results of the recently concluded sugarcane harvest were the subject of discussion of a recent meeting of the Council of Ministers. The Council, led by its president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, also discussed measures identified to boost the economy, which will be approved gradually in the coming weeks and month. With 22 kilometers of wide and fine sandy beaches, warm and transparent waters, Varadero Beach Resort is one of the country's natural treasures, and it is expected to have more than 45,000 hotel rooms in the near future. The Council of Ministers evaluated a special plan for the development of the resort, which, designed in stages, has been implemented to strengthen order and control over the territory and its area of influence. The president of the Provincial Assembly of People's Power in Matanzas, Tania León Silveira, said in the meeting that with the implementation of the plan for the last 7 years, progress has been made in the consolidation of land management in the Icacos Peninsula, where Varadero is located. Meanwhile, Julio García Pérez, president of the Ascuba Sugar Group, informed the council that in the sugarcane harvest concluded with 87% of the compliance with the plan of tons of sugar production it was supposed to meet. Low agro-industrial efficiency, lack of complete labor force, and other flaws impacted the readiness and availability of plants, harvesters, and trucks, were cited as elements that led to a production lower than expected. García Pérez acknowledged that non-compliance with the sugar plan could have been minimized with greater use of the potential standard in the period when weather conditions allowed and a better work of organization, management, and discipline. The Council of Ministers also approved the projections for next year's sugar harvest.
The Venezuelan Bolivarian National Armed Forces denounced on Thursday that a U.S. Navy electronic spy aircraft entered the Maiquetía airspace area near Caracas on Wednesday, this according to a report from Venezuela's Strategic Operational Command. This new aerial incursion happened without the U.S. aircraft complying with the rigorous protocols established in international treaties, which is an act that the Venezuelan government describes as an interventionist attempt.
Venezuela's foreign ministry has denounced the smear campaign coming from the United States that has, without evidence, portrayed top officials as involved in criminal activities. The latest accusation came via Twitter from the notorious U.S. Migration Agency ICE on their official account. They stated that Economy Minister Tarek El Hassami is wanted for drug smuggling and links to Hezbollah. Venezuela's official response came from Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza, who said, quote, "Venezuela repudiates the obsessive harassment by U.S. government against Venezuelan democratic institutions, which adds to the campaigns to discredit the dignity of our country's authorities. We reiterate our total support for our comrade and Economy Minister Tarek Al-Aissami." Al-Aissami also rejected the allegations, posting a video on his Twitter account, standing by a hydroelectric plant in Bolivar State. He said, "They can accuse us of what they want. We'll continue working to realize the dream of Bolivar, of our homeland."
And you tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us, making Radio Havana, Cuba a part of your day here on the radio. Let's go back over now to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
Leading groups in Cuba's popular dance music will get together this Saturday, August 3rd, in the Formel Forever concert that will pay tribute to one of the most outstanding representatives of Cuban music, bassist and composer Juan Formel. Cuban news agency reports that the event will take place from 5 p.m. at the corner of 23rd Street and Malecón Seafront Drive in downtown Havana, and it is the opening act of the first edition of the International Timba Festival, which will feature bands such as Alexander Abreu and Habana de Primera, Paulito FG and his elite, and Isaac Delgado and his orchestra. The Timba Festival coincides with the 77th birthday anniversary of Juan Formel on August 2nd and the 50th anniversary of his band Los Bamban, one of the most popular dance bands on the island ever, which Formel founded back in 1969.
The famous Cuban company Liszt Alfonso Dance Cuba will perform in Peru for the first time with its hit Cuba Vibra. Company director and choreographer Liszt Alfonso said in the Cuban capital that Lima's National Grand Theater will be the venue of the ensemble's upcoming tour. The troupe has received both critics and audiences acclaim in more than 200 cities around the world, with its fusion style, a mix of flamenco, ballet, contemporary dance, folklore, and popular Cuban dances. Cuba Vibra takes us on a tour of various rhythms which have made history on the island from 1950 up to the present, such as cha-cha-cha, mambo, bolero, rumba, conga, Latin jazz, swing, and rock and roll. The company, set up 29 years ago, is the only Cuban dance group that has performed in the Latin Grammy Award ceremony, and in 2008 received the International Dora Award for the best choreography of a musical in Toronto, Canada, with the show Vida.
Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has condemned the imposition of sanctions on the country's top diplomat, Mohamed Javad Zarif, as a ridiculous and illegal measure, which is in line with Washington's policy of mounting maximum pressure on the Islamic Republic. Issuing a statement on Thursday, the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps condemned the imposition of U.S. sanctions on Zarif, saying, "By imposing sanctions on the respectable foreign minister of Iran, Americans once again demonstrated their anger at the spread of the Islamic Revolution's inspiring and anti-arrogance discourse and unveiled their mischief and animosity towards the dignifying Iranian establishment and nation." The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump imposed sanctions on Zarif earlier this week because Washington says the Iranian foreign minister acted or purported to act for or on behalf of, directly or indirectly, the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The U.S. Treasury Department also said in its statement that Zarif is Iran's primary spokesperson around the world and that the ban is sending a clear message that Iran's recent behavior is completely unacceptable.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will impose an additional 10% tariff on a $300 billion worth of Chinese imports as trade talks between Washington and Beijing has reached an impasse. The new move consists of a 10% tariff on a remaining $3 billion list of Chinese imports, according to a tweet from Trump. This does not include the $250 billion already tariffed at 25%. The new tariffs, which would hit a wide range of consumer goods, from cell phones and laptop computers to toys and footwear, are set to go into effect starting September the 1st. A main journal of China's Communist Party says the country is prepared to fight a long trade war with the United States. Trade talks between the U.S. and China collapsed in May after U.S. officials accused China of pulling back from earlier commitments. Washington sharply hiked tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, and Beijing retaliated, escalating the trade dispute. A new round of high-level economic and trade consultations was kicked off in the Chinese capital on Thursday.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban president says Mike Pompeo is an ignorant of Cuban history.
Council of Ministers assesses sugar's harvest outcome and development of Varadero Beach Resort.
Another U.S. military plane enters Venezuelan airspace.
Venezuela rejects Washington's smear campaign against officials.